Checking in on the Big Show star phone right now is the pride of Monsignor Farrell High School, Staten Island. It's James Murray, better known as Murr, from the hit TV show Impractical Jokers. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. Scott, can I say for 1 second, it is an honor talking to you. I don't think we've ever spoken on the phone before, but I feel like I grew up listening to you my entire life.
You did.
When I saw you guys on the list this morning, I was so darn excited.
Aww. You know what I love is I love the story of someone who has a regular life and they have a dream, something they want to do, and somehow they go from Monsignor Farrell High School to becoming a famous person, probably pretty well off financially, his own TV show. I just think that's great. It's a wonderful country. I don't care what anybody says. When you were a kid, didn't you dream of what you're doing right now?
I did. I always hoped to, like, make it on TV with my best friends doing comedy. We literally did comedy together in high school and loved working together. And we've just been friends for 30 years plus. It didn't go the way I thought it would go. The path was different for sure. But I can't imagine doing anything else for a living right now.
Except being a best-selling author. That helps too.
Yeah, that's been a heck of a ride too. But that's a different path too. Right. I wrote my first book, Awakened, 16 years ago. Before Jokers, and I couldn't get anyone to read it. Like, literally every publisher sent it back to me unopened. And 16 years later, I sent the same book into HarperCollins. They bought the trilogy. We hit international bestseller lists. And now here we are with the third one, Obliteration. And many more books to come.
Now, Murr, do you make much money off a best-selling book? I've heard different things about it. Sometimes they say you can sell, you know, like 1,000 books and be in the top 10.
That is possible. I think books have dropped a lot because you have so much to consume now on between social media and 1 million TV channels, including channel 1 million and 2 that I'm on.
Yes. True TV.
Yeah, but I think, do you make much money? I think it is it's a work of passion more than a work of financial gain.
That's what I've heard before. Everybody, no matter what they do, they always want to add author, best-selling writer to their resume.
Well, and best-selling author and author are two way different things.
Yeah. Basically, Scott, what I'm trying to do is just beef up my LinkedIn profile resume.
There you go. Renaissance man.
We're talking to James Murray. You're talking about Murr from the hit TV show Impractical Jokers. Now, obviously, I grew up watching Candid Camera, and I thought it was hilarious. It was, you know, just something different and embarrassing for people, but very funny. And you guys are doing kind of a spin on that when you do Impractical Jokers, right?
Yeah, it's like an upside-down version of Candid Camera, because the joke is on us instead of on the public, and one of us is wearing an earpiece. The other three guys are your best friends, are in your ear telling you everything you have to say and do. And because we've known each other and been best friends for so long, we know everything about each other. As a result, the guys know better than anyone how to turn my screws and embarrass me.
Have you ever been, like, physically threatened by people around you when you do that? Because it's so, you watch it and you can't believe some of the stuff that you have to say.
No, you know, if you look at us, we look like the kind of guys you could just easily smash with your fist. So
yes.
As a result, people tend not to fight us. We, you know, look at us. We're the kind of guys you settle for.
Oh, God, I guess I have to marry Murray.
You know what? I want to go with someone who's not going to leave me, and I think Murr's perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, he ain't ever cheating because he's lucky to have this. So, yeah, we're those kind of guys. So, no, we've never been assaulted in any way.
Yeah, I can't imagine. In some of the scenes, I'm like sitting there going, man, these guys are going to turn on you. It's very interesting.
If you haven't seen Impractical Jokers, it's on True TV. And also, you're on HBO Max now, right?
Yeah, and we have a show called The Misery Index on TBS as well, which is a really funny game show we're on.
Take me back just for a second to that religion class in Staten Island back in 1990. Which one of you guys made the first move to say hello?
I don't remember who said hello first, but I do remember who made us laugh first that first week. It was Joe from the show. He would nose people. He has a rather large protrudence on his face.
Right.
His
nose.
Larger than average. And he would secretly drop his nose on students' shoulders and things like that. They'd have no idea that they have a resting nose on them. And we would be crying because it was an all-boys school. What the heck do you do other than prank each other?
Right,
that was the first time I think I remember laughing from high school.
Oh, that's great.
Now, for you people who are not familiar with the show Impractical Jokers or MIRR, you got to think about this for a second. They have sold out Radio City Music Hall. They sold out Madison Square Garden. And they sold out the O2 Arena in London. You got to be pretty good at what you do to be able to handle those places.
And they're the number one unscripted show on television, period.
You know, I think it comes down to sex appeal. We're saying the same thing, guys.
No, same sex appeal.
No, I think you're right the first time. The one is not going to cheat on you. All right, MIRR, thanks for checking in. Good luck. Come see us sometime, okay?
I would love to, and thanks for reading Obliteration. Much appreciated.
We will read Obliteration in stores right now.
You know what? I'm sorry. We did the whole damn interview. We barely talked about Obliteration, but we'll give it a plug right now. The third book in the sci-fi horror series, Awaken, Obliteration, now available. How's that?
Thank you, guys. You're the best. Scott, I love you, buddy.
See you, man.